Hello, and welcome to the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections podcast called Lock Up Lowdown. The goal of this podcast is to provide listeners with information pertaining to all aspects of corrections, one issue, or one topic at a time. I'm your host, DOC Communications Director Susan McNaughton. Today, we are talking about the Memorial Fund for Sergeant Mark Bosserman. Joining us to discuss this issue is SCI Somerset Captain Joe Furman, who is playing a major role in the scholarship fund in Sergeant Bosserman's name. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty of this topic, would you please provide listeners with a brief employment and educational background for yourself?
Okay, I started here at SCI Somerset a little over 23 years ago. I worked my way up through the ranks. I'm currently assigned as the security captain. Before that, I was a 62 shift commander for about 2 years. I was also assigned before that as the critical incident manager for about 4 years. I also just retired from the Marine Corps with 28 years of service.
Oh, congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment. Okay, so just over a year ago, your facility had a very serious incident happen where an inmate assaulted Sergeant Mark Bosserman. And then he died several days later due to injuries from that assault. So as a result, following that, there was a wonderful memorial service that was held. Can you tell us where that was held?
Yeah, that was held at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown.
Okay. And also, since then, you have played a major role in setting up the scholarship fund with that university. So can you tell us how that started, what the process was, and how much money has been raised so far?
Sure. I had an idea from one of the Marines I served in Iraq with. He was killed on one of our deployments to Iraq, and his family started a scholarship at one of the local colleges where he's from. And as we were planning this at UPJ, UPJ is also short for University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't charge us anything, and they were so supportive and helpful throughout the whole process that we kind of wanted to give back to them also. And I thought it was also a great way to ensure that Sergeant Bosserman's memory and his legacy will live on. And it was a way to give back to the local community because Mark was from that area.
Right.
So then I met with the staff at UPJ, and they suggested we go with an endowed scholarship. And as of today, we currently have approximately $32,000 in there.
Okay. And is there a certain amount that you have to raise, and then from that point on, you don't have to worry about fundraising ever again? Is that how that works?
Well, we need to raise a minimum of $50,000 just to start the endowment.
Okay.
Once that amount is reached, it'll start gaining interest, and they just use the interest money towards the scholarship.
Okay.
So that money is never touching the endowment, and it's always there for, you know, as long as the University of Pittsburgh's around, this scholarship will be there.
And then certainly also after that point, if anybody just wants to make a donation to the fund, they can do that through the university.
Yes, or through it. We're going to continue fundraising once we hit the $50,000, because the $50,000 is a starting point.
Right.
As more money that goes into the endowment, the more scholarships can be given out. It can just reach more students.
And are the scholarships for a specific major?
Yes, the criminal justice.
Mm-hmm.
It will start their sophomore year.
Okay.
And as long as they meet the criteria, they will continue to get that scholarship for their junior and senior year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And criteria, they need to maintain a 3.0 GPA, be a resident of Pennsylvania, and be in financial need.
Wonderful. Great idea. I know that you're working really hard to raise these funds. So up to this point, what kind of fundraisers have you had, and what fundraisers are coming up pretty soon that people might be interested in?
Well, we started with the challenge coin to honor Sergeant Bosserman, that we sold those. And that generated a pretty good amount to get us started. Now we also still sell those, but we have commemorative pins and patches and window decals that can be purchased. We've received donations from other institutions who've done wonderful with fundraisings, you know, throughout the year to help us out, whether it's 50-50s or selling tickets. Our own institution has done internal fundraisers, and we are currently just finalized our color fun walk run that we're going to do at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown on May 4th of this year.
That's great. And, you know, that's also around Corrections Employee Week. Maybe we'll see if we can coordinate some people from central office to come out there as well, but continue to talk about that fun run.
Yeah, it's going to be a great thing. We didn't want to make it a 5K or a competitive run. We wanted the spirit of the event to be positive, family-oriented, team-building. So the UPJ is going to have a big hand in helping us with volunteers.
Oh, that's great.
It's going to be a big event where we're going to also have baskets to raffle off, 50-50s. Everybody will receive a T-shirt. Flyers went out this week. They should be circulating around the DOC and outside of the DOC, actually. And it gives you details of how to register. You can do it on the Facebook page using PayPal, or you can actually just send a registration form directly in here.
What is the cost for people who are interested?
It's $25.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That's great. Okay, so what I'm going to do for our listeners, on our podcast page, we have a description of each podcast. So I will include in there a link to the flyer and information on links to the Facebook page and everything, in case somebody wants to purchase any of the items that you mentioned earlier, too. I guess that would be through you. So I'll work that out with you, and then we'll put something up on the podcast page. And this is really exciting. Great stuff. And I really want to give a huge shout-out to the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown, because I went out there with so many other people for the memorial ceremony, and they were the best hosts ever. Anything we wanted, they helped us to achieve, and it was just the best and just most touching ceremony I think I've ever been to, and hopefully we don't have to have one of those in a very long time.
Yes, I agree.
So, Joe, I just wanted to thank you very much, and we will, again, post this information on the podcast, so if people want to donate, or if they want to purchase items from you, or if they want to hook up with your Facebook page, we'll have all those links on the podcast page.
That'd be great, and I really appreciate you having me on here.
Excellent. Thank you for taking time, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you.